It's April 14th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. Before we start, a quick reminder to those new to the show. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events in the past 24 hours, all delivered to the President each morning by the nation's spy masters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, a really important update coming out of Ukraine that has profound implications for you, your family, and America. We have credible reports that the Biden administration is dramatically expanding the tactical and operational intelligence that it gives Kyiv. I'm going to help you understand what exactly that is, what that means, and why it's a major problem. Second, lots of updates on the border. The governor of Texas is following up on his promises related to Operation Lone Star, which is his effort to ensure we have a southern border. Also, panicked warnings from officials in the Mexican government on what happens if Biden actually abandons Title 42 as planned. All of that coming up. And as always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing issues that you should know about. Put these two on your radar. First, if you want to fly, you're going to have to wear a mask for just a few more weeks. Where have we heard that before? Anyway, you likely know of this story by now, but I've got an angle that I think we should talk about. Second, some interesting COVID news. Did you lose your ability to smell when you had it? I sure did. I have a hopeful update for folks like me. All up next on the President's Daily Brief. Your first piece of intel this morning, multiple reports out of Washington, D.C. that the White House is ramping up the provision of tactical and operational intelligence to Ukraine. A few friends of mine, no names can be mentioned, are saying the same. Before we talk about what a big deal this is, let me step you through what tactical and operational intelligence actually means. Now, let's say we're facing an attack. We know that our enemy is somewhere out there, out of our sight, probably on the verge of attacking us, but that's about all we know. Tactical and operational intelligence, in a nutshell, is like getting a phone call from a spy inside the enemy, and they spill all the beans to us on all their critical details, like where exactly is the enemy? How many are there? What weapons are they using? Where precisely are they going to attack us, and when? Maybe that spy can also send us pictures of battle plans, or of key leaders who, if those leaders are killed, the whole operation comes to a halt. Now, once you possess that information, you can get your troops in a much better position to strike, either before your enemy gets to you or as they're attacking, so maybe you can take the enemy by surprise. Or maybe you can even send a sniper in to kill those key senior leaders and mess up the whole shebang before it ever starts. All of this is tactical and operational intelligence. By the way, this description is for civilians. It's imperfect, but it gives you a good sense of things. At any rate, back to the Biden-Ukraine news. About a month ago, I started hearing that the U.S. was giving Ukraine this kind of tactical and operational information. And it scared the hell out of me. Because for the first time, we weren't just giving the Ukrainians some weapons or training and saying good luck. What we were doing, answering those questions like, where exactly are the Russians? Who are the leaders? Where are they at this very moment? Where could we put our snipers? Well, all of that was effectively like holding the trigger finger of a Ukrainian fighter and firing the shot for them, killing the Russians ourselves. Now, your first reaction to that news might be, great, kill the Russian bastards. They invaded Ukraine, after all. They get what they deserve. Okay, but now you have to ask the next question. What does Putin think about when America effectively pulls the trigger and kills his troops? You know where I'm going with this. Putin will likely think that we have quietly declared war on him. And frankly, we have. The economic sanctions, the weaponry, Joe Biden saying it's time for regime change in Moscow. And a month ago, we had the beginnings of this provision of tactical and operational intelligence. But now, this morning, the news gets even more stark. Joe Biden is increasing the amount and the quality of this operational and tactical intelligence. We're sending better satellite pictures, more timely phone calls and emails that we've intercepted. We're relaying what we hear from our human spies ever more quickly and with more lethality. Again, put aside what you think of Putin or Russia, or that you believe that the war in Ukraine is awful which, by the way, it is. No reasonable person denies that. But ask yourself once again, if America is all but pulling the trigger, how will Putin likely respond? Well, obviously he's going to be pissed, and he's going to strike back. The question is how. At this hour, we don't know, but we should expect that the Russians will use this intelligence sharing to justify their attacks when, not if, they target the U.S. homeland or kill U.S. forces and personnel abroad in revenge. And if Putin does kill Americans or attacks us, like with a cyber weapon, knocking out an electricity plant or a water system, well, that attack will make us very angry, and rightfully so. And then we will respond in kind, maybe even inside Russia. And thus it goes back and forth, getting worse and worse. You know where this goes, folks. Escalation. And I'm going to put it to you bluntly. The odds of this war in Ukraine escalating into a worldwide conflict just went up. Let me repeat. Every day this war continues is a day closer to a conflict between nuclear armed powers. Oof. All right, once you catch your breath, we need to figure out what to do, because doing nothing seems wrong. I mean, there are civilians dying, babies and mamas who didn't do anything wrong, and they can't defend themselves from Russian aggression. So we have to do something, right? Yes, we do. And here it is. Putin expects that we'll provide Ukraine with some defensive weapons and training. In other words, he knows we're going to try to bog him down. Here's what's interesting. He'll tolerate most of that, actually, and try to blow it up. That's the gentleman's spy game in all of this. Remember, he's a former Soviet spook. He understands the secret world of supplying rebel forces with machines, weaponry, and training in order to screw over your enemy. During the Cold War, he used to do this to us, to bog us down during our, shall I say, adventures abroad. But there is a line when the gentleman's spy game is over, and it becomes open warfare. That line, I believe, is when you start providing tactical and operational intelligence. You're definitely skirting with the line at that point. Said differently, when America basically puppeteers, in this case, the Ukrainian fighters, on the end of strings that we control, and we tell them when and where and how to fire those weapons, I think it's a red line that we're crossing. Now, one more thing. Let's say that you are ready for a war with Russia. After all, Joe Biden said yesterday that Putin is committing genocide. And Biden is also on record as saying we need regime change in Moscow, as I mentioned earlier. So here's my question to you and Joe Biden, if you agree with his assessment. How exactly would our war with Russia go? Lots of people right now like to laugh at how badly the Russians are doing in Ukraine. And it's true, Russia's war is not going well for them. But what about us? What about our military? We just got out of a 20-year war in Afghanistan, folks, and we lost to a well-organized group of goat herders. The same generals and political leaders who lost that war in Afghanistan are still in charge of our military today, and in charge of America. So unless that changes and we acknowledge our failures and our weaknesses and we fix all of that, is it wise to wage war against a nuclear state like Russia? No, obviously it is not. Bottom line, my friends, 8 months ago, America got out of a 20-year war. We retreated and we fired no one. We've learned no real lessons. We are not ready politically, militarily, or economically to launch ourselves into World War III. America can and should provide minimal defensive weaponry to the Ukrainians to bog down Putin. His aggression warrants it. And as discussed, he knows it's coming. But providing tactical and operational intelligence? That's a bridge too far. And it begs for a fight that we are not prepared to handle. So please, call your representatives, call your senators, and yes, even old man Biden. Do it this morning. And tell them to knock it off. Tell them to cut back on the intel sharing, stick with modest amounts of defensive weaponry, redouble diplomacy, and keep us the hell out of World War III.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out. The roads are closed and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase case. Jase, J-A-S-E. Your personalized emergency medication kit with five essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Hey there, Mike Baker here. Let me ask you a question. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? You probably didn't know I was going to ask you that question, but it's true. With over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, you probably know this experience. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? And nobody needs woes and wasted weekends. Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they've got up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.
Next up, the border. By the way, if you need to push pause and take a breather after that last story, go ahead and do it. Just remember, keep away from the gin. All right, I have some updates on border issues. First, Operation Lone Star. That's the effort by the governor of Texas to do Joe Biden's job. In other words, to make sure that America has a border and to prevent bad people and bad things from coming into our country. Governor Abbott of Texas promised to do a number of things in this operation, including that he would ship illegal immigrants directly from Texas to Washington, D.C., make them feel a little pain. A lot of people thought he was joking. He wasn't. The first bus arrived yesterday. The White House was surprised and not amused. The press secretary launched into a nasty attack on Governor Abbott. Lots of talk about how bad he was, racist, the usual. But what was shocking was this. Jen Psaki, the press secretary, said those illegals can leave D.C. anytime they'd like. They are now free to travel about the country, like a Southwest Airlines ad. I really want us to think about this for a second. The leadership of your country just said, quite smugly, actually, that illegal immigrants can go wherever in the hell they want. Just come on in, illegal immigrants, uninvited, unvetted. Settle down in any city you'd like. Here's a free phone and housing, a job. And of course, now that you're here, you don't ever need to leave. That's because Democrats want to abolish ICE, as you recall. That's the agency that deports illegal immigrants. It's pretty horrifying stuff. It doesn't sound real once you think about it, but it is. Very real. People like Governor Abbott haven't given up, thankfully. Another part of Operation Lone Star was to squeeze international trade to get Mexico to do more. It worked. Yesterday, he signed an agreement with a neighboring governor from the state of Nuevo León in Mexico. Abbott had demanded better screening of commercial trucks. The Mexican governor decided to cooperate. He will step up inspections as Governor Abbott has asked, all in hopes of stopping drugs and illegals from coming across the border. That is some Texas hardball. Finally, one more border update. A Mexican government official who helps oversee migrant issues in Tijuana is sounding an alarm this morning, offering up his fear that there's going to be a rush of over 140,000 illegal immigrants if Biden continues with his plan to abandon Title 42. Quick reminder here, Title 42 is a rule begun under President Trump to prevent migrants from coming into this country to, amongst other things, apply for asylum. The idea was that these people could bring in additional cases of COVID. Thus, if you stop these migrants, then you would help stop COVID. Now, whether or not you believe that or it's good, the bottom line is that the policy, in fact, helps slow the onslaught of people coming into this country. Now, all that would change if the rule were repealed, as Biden intends to do next month. The mad rush would be on. That is the explicit warning from the aforementioned Mexican government official. He's predicting those migrants will leave the shelters all at once and either stand in line, which would be a humanitarian mess, or they'll just rush the border. That's going to create chaos, this Mexican government official said, for America and us. All right, he's right, obviously. And contrary to the smears of Democrats lately, he's not some Republican trying to win the white vote. He's just a smart guy who's being honest. It's refreshing, actually.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Hey everyone, Mike Baker here. Now, you've been hearing me bang on about Cozy Earth for a couple of months now and how soft and comfortable their sheets are. Well, as it turns out, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. She says, "Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets." Well, we've got Cozy Earth sheets at the Baker compound, and Haley's absolutely right. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 colors, that's crazy, 15 colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, which makes them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfortable year round. Now, Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. You see that? Who does that? Sleep on them, wash them, try them out. If you're not completely happy, just send them back within 100 days. That's like a third of the year. Okay, my math is off. For a full refund, experience great sleep with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code PDB at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PDB.
All right, two other quick stories I'm following for future developments. Here's the first one, mask mandates. If you were thinking they were over, think again. I covered yesterday that Philadelphia is bringing those mandates back despite CDC guidance to the contrary. But now CDC itself has announced an extension of another mask requirement, this one on airplanes. Yesterday, the CDC told America that rather than let the mask mandate on planes expire, as expected, on April 18th, it will be extended to May 3rd. At least, we'll see. If you're wondering, the answer is yes, this extension is bonkers and unscientific. There are two reasons why. First, just days ago, Tony Fauci said that each of us has to assess our own individual risk to COVID and shape our own individual mitigation efforts, like wearing a mask, based on those individual risks. In other words, if you want to wear a mask that protects you, well, go ahead and do it. If not, that's fine. That's your choice. It's your risk, your body. But now Fauci and the CDC are reversing themselves and frustrating everyone. Again, nothing new there. There's also a second reason, another reason for why this CDC decision is bonkers. And here it is. Case counts versus hospitalization. All right. Remember, the current CDC guidance is that we should focus on hospitalization levels to guide our COVID responses. We should not, they said, focus on case counts. Why? The logic is that just because you have an increase of infections, cases, that doesn't necessarily mean hospitalizations will go up as well. They may, in fact, remain flat. So that's logical and reasonable. focus on hospitalizations, not infections. Well, when the CDC announced the mask extension yesterday for airplanes, they justified the move by saying, wait for it, the case counts are going up. Yeah, they did that. Okay, to be fair, they gave themselves some wiggle room, saying there's a new variant, so the rules have to be flexible in this particular case. But the new variant has been seen in Europe and elsewhere, and it doesn't seem to be changing hospitalization rates. So, here we go again. The goal lines are shifting, because I don't know why. Remember, folks, COVID can be a very serious disease for some people, especially for those over age 65 or those who are obese. For most everybody else, it's largely the sniffles. There are exceptions. I'm one, by the way. I have a stent in my neck because an artery almost burst after my COVID infection. Nasty stuff. That's why I think we should have some humility with this disease, because it's novel and it may well have been cooked up in a lab in China. Regardless, we know a lot about this virus now. It's largely survivable. We have to move on. But we have to do it smartly, logically, and consistently. But that's not what the CDC is doing here with this mask mandate on planes rule. Instead, it just creates the impression, right or wrong, that none of these folks have any idea what they're doing. And whatever the goal is, it's not about public health. The second quick story, another COVID piece. As I just said, it can be a nasty bug. Many of us who've had it, myself included, lost our sense of taste and smell when we had it. Well, why is that? Scientists are starting to crack the code on that mystery, especially on the smell issue, and their findings are somewhat surprising. They studied the nasal passages of folks who died from COVID, may they rest in peace, trying to settle the debate around why people like me lost our sense of smell. The results were interesting. Turns out it wasn't the actual virus that did the damage that caused the lack of smell. Rather, it was the inflammation that gets kicked up when the body's trying to fight off the bug. Now, in some ways, this is hopeful news for people who struggle with long-term effects. People like my mom, actually, who even a year post-infection still can't properly smell or taste. The lead researcher of this study commented that anti-inflammatory treatments may be beneficial, something she and others plan to study further. So, mom, keep your chin up. Better days ahead. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, you have your morning brief. By the way, I'm curious, what did you think of today's brief or any other day? What else should I be talking about? Send me an email, if you would. The address is pdb@thefirsttv.com. Again, that's pdb@thefirsttv.com. By the way, The First is a great group of folks that helped launch this podcast. Incredible team. And with that, I will see you again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for the latest edition of the President's Daily Brief. I sure hope that you're a subscriber of the podcast by now. But most importantly, as I leave you this morning, a reminder of why we're here talking about the country that we love. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans, and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/baker.
When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing some concerning economic shifts that could impact your retirement savings. Stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, we've got astronomical debt, which of course is still growing. These things could drain your savings of their value. Now, the good news is that there is a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you can store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. With amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment, American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.